Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two of Old School, 93.7 The Ticket, 402-464-5685, Starter Heyman text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can follow on the Starter Heyman Live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live, and Allo Channel 951. And we'll have some news. Had an interesting phone call with Allo today. Some other things we can do going forward. Maybe I could hint to some of the business shows that we have. Maybe I could hint to some of the high school programming, high school sports programming. Maybe some other colleges and universities in the Lincoln area. Maybe some coaches, players. Maybe. Maybe some concerts, you know, that sort of thing going around. Because Allo's in the community and they're active, as will we be. So, you know, as we look forward. Now, ticket weeknights, just so you know. 6 o'clock. Austin, who is it?
The Husker Hall of Famer. The Green Bay Packers all-time leading rusher. Wears number 30. Basically taking over our airwaves, at least from Thursday on. Mr. Amon Green.
And then 7 to 8.
Junior Achievement of Lincoln, doing great stuff. Fascinating stories from those people the last 2 weeks.
8 to 9.
I believe that's Nick and Friends, isn't
it? Nick and Friends. And then Harrison Arnes from 9 to 10. And then we'll probably drop in some Jay Foreman from 10 to 11. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
It's a full night. Austin, if you would, please let them know about our dear friends at the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat, every type of cut. I got to be more active there. They need to know my name. I got to get hooked up there more.
You got to become Norm.
Yep. My wife grilled some chicken last night. Yeah. It was great. Every type of meat, every type of cut out there. I'm a homeowner now, about to be a dad. I feel like grilling is one of those skills I got to, you know, have a dad superpower for. And, you know, it's part of about the grill, but I think that the cut of meat helps. So, Mercado, get you the best.
Get the best. We announced at the start of Old School, an agreement and a partnership, as it were, the Husker Extra Big Red Brunch. Breakfast is now bigger, better, and redder. New season, new coach, new venue, with our partners at Lee Enterprises. Golf Scramble on August 9th, and then several events. Tiburon Golf Club and the banquet facility out there. Several ways for listeners and companies to involve themselves. If you want to be a presenting sponsor, there's something for you. If you want to be a cart sponsor, you can do that as well. Swag bag sponsor. We're all about the swag bag. Happy hour sponsor. Podcast sponsor, because we are broadcasting all of it. 93.7 Ticket will bring all of it to you. Photo booth sponsor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those
pictures we love so much, right? Then, through the scramble, there's a lunch sponsor. Scorecard sponsor, so everybody has it will have you in their hand talking about. Beverage hole sponsor. You're my best friend. Hole-in-one sponsor.
I will never hit one of those in my life. But no. For those of you that are out there, they can do it.
Nope. Beverage cart sponsor, the drive around. Hole sponsors. Penn prize sponsor. Team registration is all set up. All of that information will be available if you have questions. The Scramble has its own sponsorships. And you could just simply decide. Single golfer, if you want to get in. Foursome. Or foursome with a whole sponsor sign as well. So every level, every particular thing in this that you can be involved in, all with our friends Husker Extra and 93.7 The Ticket. So lots.
Mostly to, most of those last people.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's pretty cool that it goes from breakfast to brunch so that, again, more folks can be involved in it. And, you know, you don't have to jump into this thing at 5 a.m., not necessarily what you want to do. Several events, of course, several brunches for Husker home games. So we'll be a part of that. Jay Foreman, Sip, Jake, Bill Bush, et cetera, will all be through it. Of course, the entire roster, ticket roster, will be around it. And then Monday at Lincoln Northwest High School basketball camp for Boys and Girls Clubs of Lincoln. Ramel Lloyd Jr. and several of the Husker basketball players will run it. We will be there broadcasting all day. We'll be bringing you interviews with some of the players, some of the coaches, and, of course, the talent of 93.7 The Ticket. So lots going on. The news is crazy. They're coming after you. Did you see that text?
From Claytonia John?
Yeah, you're going to have to address that.
So, Claytonia John, here's the thing. The grill was one of the first things that I wanted to get when we moved into our house just about 14 months ago now.
Yeah.
I can't count the number of times I've grilled. It's become my thing. I'm trying to learn. I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I was at the job. I was working. I was here getting stuff done. Wifey didn't want to eat at 8 o'clock. So she grilled. It was ready when I got home. What's wrong with that?
Bravo to wifey.
She's great. She's awesome.
Bravo to wifey.
Usually grilling's my thing. Like, she wants me to do it. I enjoy doing it. But last night, she didn't want to eat late. So she fired it up. She was good to go.
So Claytonia John says revoke the man card. Now, again, I think to highlight the point that you were still at work. And she did the really good partner thing, which was create the meal, make sure it's there ready for you. Mm-hmm. And it also is of convenience to her.
Yep.
Right?
I did the man thing in finding me a good woman.
Yeah, I'm blessed. That's you, you won.
Yeah.
You won. He said revoke your man card. I was like, no, don't do that. Like, that's not. But also, there's a parking lot outside. Now, we've got another 2 months before we don't have that parking lot anymore. But in the next 2 months, what I want to do is set up a challenge. Last year, we actually had a tailgate last year.
Oh.
And we had folks out there with their grills. So before we leave here, so I'm going to target August 18th, somewhere along that line.
As a send-off sort of?
As a send-off to this parking lot. And anybody who thinks they have grill game, no, Austin, here's what I found out that day to be true. And I'm not really surprised, but I'll act surprised for the sake of radio. That there's literally hundreds of listeners who think they're the best griller in Nebraska.
Shocking.
Like, all of them. Like, if you think you're a top griller, go ahead and text it. Go ahead and text it, right? But then the challenge becomes, okay, can you come down here and show it off? Now, my challenge to the listeners who all think they're the best griller is that the parking lot is open. Mm-hmm. And now we know that somebody's here working at the ticket from 5:30 in the morning until 12 midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And at any point, you want to plug in, or you want to fire up the charcoal grill or the electric, whatever you need to do to show that you're the grill master, feel free. Austin, if you want to come down here and teach Austin, right?
Please. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not going to admit to being the best because I know I'm not, but I'm willing to learn. That's something I want to be able to do well.
So, for everybody that, you know, if you're the grill master, just tell me you're the grill master.
Jeremy, looking at you.
Jeremy,
it's
like
your name.
Jeremy. Oh, yeah. Like, look, Jeremy and Joe Davis get full VIP status and the card for as long as 93.7 The Ticket exists. Mm-hmm. Because Joe and Joe came down here, him and his wife, let me tell you, like, Mama Davis put in work.
Work.
She put in work, the work, and stretched out in that parking lot. And I mean, look, they did breakfast, then they did lunch and dinner. Right? Like, the biscuits and gravy, that I was like, first of all, don't come tiptoeing in here with biscuits and gravy. It's not legit.
Yep.
It was legit.
Preach. Good.
It was legit. Mm-hmm. I don't trust everybody's potato salad. Mama Davis, she coming here right now, potato salad, I'm at the table. Right? I don't trust everybody's vegetables.
I don't trust any vegetables.
It's good for you, Austin.
Wait, did my wife just walk in?
Necessary. Good for you. But the Davises, and Jeremy posted up, and I mean, Jeremy went to work. And, you know, we've got a fickle bunch here. But both Joe Davis and Jeremy were unanimous. Thumbs up, full bellies, smiling faces, happy, happy, happy. So, anytime. Grill masters, plural. The parking lot is open.
We dare you to, like, prove it to us.
And if you feel, I'll even offer this. Tomorrow's Friday. So folks will be here until midnight tonight. If you're grilling today for dinner and you happen to have the courtesy and convenience of being able to grill extra, Austin will be here. Harrison will be here. Amon Green will be here. Nick and friends will be here. Mm-hmm. Junior Achievement will be here. Go ahead and grill extra and run it on down here. We got hugs, high fives, and smiles.
And maybe sell Ducks tickets.
Right?
If that's what it takes.
Oh, like, listen. They could negotiate right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Like, that would be if you've got grill game, I would be negotiating. You know what I would offer? I would offer an honorary chair at the new location.
Woo.
Because we can't invite everybody to the grand opening.
No.
But we would invite a grill master to the grand opening.
I would even type up a little name tag for you to save your chair. Not just one that says reserved. Yeah. I will put your name on a name tag for you.
That special VIP invite. If you're willing to grill and deliver. Like, we need a grill and deliver team from around the area from what we're told, folks are grilling just willy-nilly in the area. And hey, we're open. Austin, am I wrong in saying we would be more than welcoming?
More than.
Right.
You can come sit by me as the shows are going on. I'll eat in front of you.
No, we'll bring you on. You can come on. You can fully come on. You can talk about your family, your grill skills, what your technique is, what your secret is, all of that. You come on. You got time.
Your platform. Your plate, your platform.
Right? I mean, if you bring Amon Green a plate, he's not going to be mad. Right? Amon Green's not, like, you want to be able to say, hey, I fed the Hall of Famer today. I did. Sure did. Like, not even for DP. Right? So, Nyla, you know some, but we need them here. We need them here. Eye safety guy, Brian, greatly appreciate you. Corey and Lincoln. Yeah. Yeah. No, it would be Corey. He says, we love the idea of driving by and seeing some dude by himself in the ticket parking lot at 8:30. Manning, what? Absolutely.
I'd love to see that, too.
Absolutely. We're all in. Texas says, they call me George Foreman. We need your name so we can put that in there. Eric says he's his own personal grill master. That was my point. If you're just your own personal grill master, you're just being selfish.
Doesn't do anyone else any good.
No. What is that about?
I wonder if maybe next Thursday we get Kevin in here. His Twitter handle is literally Big Grill Guy.
Yeah.
Maybe Kevin gets off the air, goes and grills for us too.
Yeah, Texas says, heck, I'm at work now. My wife is grilling. Yeah, absolutely. That's a win. Mm-hmm. Clatonia and John, we appreciate it. Like, but you have the open invite. Open invite. Come on. Yeah. Come on down. Matt Hopp, appreciate you, bro. Yeah, we're looking for that. You know, I think that's the right way. I think that's, like, I'm not from Missouri, but I do have relatives in the Show Me State.
Same. I got in-laws.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I know enough of that to say that. So feel free. And you've got 5 hours. Mm-hmm. 5 hours.
I'd prefer you make it 2.5 hours, but you have five if that's what it
takes. I think that's fair. Well, because my thing is, some of folks are working late. Some folks, you know, they got things going on. But, and then some of them, they won't know they have leftovers until they have leftovers.
But say the grill's fired up now. You're eating at 5:30, done by 6:30.
Yeah.
You can be over here by 7, 7:15.
See, and this, here's the texture. Maybe I will share a tailgate Husker chop with you fellas this fall. Maybe?
What's this maybe nonsense?
What is? Who hurt you?
What's a Husker chop?
Who hurt you? Like, come on. And open to this. If it's just burgers or brats or hot dogs, and you just, you know what? You're just feeling generous. Generous. You could leave. You know what? It was Bach's birthday today. Let's call it an unofficial celebration. And we will leave a portion of the meal for Bach for lunch tomorrow.
A Bach-bacue.
Yeah, a Bach-bacue. We could do that.
Bar-bacue, maybe? Yeah, right? That's better.
Right? So, you know, yeah, it's right behind your place. See? That's fine. All there. All there. All there. So, again, we're open to that. Mm-hmm. And Amon Green and Nick and Junior Achievement thanks you in advance. And if you're texting, make sure we have a contact so we can put you in there. We don't want to call you anonymous. We want to give you credit. Mm-hmm. If you have a text worth reading or worth you know reading out loud, well, we want to give you credit for it. Mm-hmm. Like we're in that business. There's so much going on that in its space. First of all, thoroughly enjoyed College Softball World Series Game 1. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Oklahoma is they're just unique.
Coach Gasso's got something special.
Well, to be able to throw hitters just what, half the starting lineup is hitting over 500?
Yeah, something like that. They throw their hands up after a double, hits them on the hand, they get to go to third.
Yeah, like, hey, that's when you know you're living right. Is Nebraska claiming Jordy Ball in this? Like, is it, okay, we can root for Oklahoma because of Jordy?
See, that's tough because it's Oklahoma.
No, that's why I was asking the question.
It's tough because rooting for Jordy Ball is rooting for Oklahoma. Like, it's one thing to root for a player, like, for an MLB team that you don't like, or even a different college team that leaves the state. You can root for them to have a really good game and still lose, but Jordy Ball is the ace of that pitching staff. Has been for a couple of years now. So if she's good, man, Oklahoma wins.
Man.
So it's one in the same. You can't root for her to play well in Oklahoma to lose because she plays well, Oklahoma wins.
Yeah, but can't you?
You can try. Good luck. It's not going to work out that well for you. I mean, you bring her into pinch run. She scores from first on a double, and then she throws, what was it, like six innings last night? Four innings last night?
Oh, and then scored the 11 winning
strikeouts?
Run. Then
yeah.
Scored, yeah. Let me pinch yeah. run. Let me use my the ace pitcher, the best pitcher in the country, and pinch run her and then let her score the game-winning run.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, was the first run of the game. That's all they needed because, again, she's the best pitcher in the country.
Not giving up anything. And I rather enjoyed both teams last night, as a matter of fact. Florida State is – like, I love the coach taking chances and having risks. And then who does the text line want to see in Omaha for baseball? Who do you want to see, Austin? Who, like, you know, that just won't offend you. All right, Texan, let me know. Who do you want to see in Omaha? Like, who comes here? Because there are teams that have been here enough that, and they're still in it, that if they show up at Omaha, you feel like, you know, we're okay. Like, we can support you. And then there are teams that could make it here that we just went, okay, we would rather you stop at the border. Like, we would just please don't.
What's funny to me, DP, is as I look at the upper half of the bracket and the bottom half, mm-hmm. or otherwise known as the Friday games versus the Saturday games,
yep.
that's where I would break it up. I want all the Friday games and those teams here. I don't want the Saturday teams here. The Friday teams, Duke and Virginia. Virginia's... you know, been here a time or two. You know, if I'm going to be a Duke basketball fan, I suppose I can step out and support other teams. So, sure, I'd root for them. Indiana State got to host, mm-hmm. made it through a tough regional. They get, you know, more traditional power, TCU. Mm-hmm. Either those teams are fun. South Carolina, Omaha mainstay, Florida. It feels like they haven't been here in a while. Really talented team. Oral Roberts, that's fun. And Oregon didn't have a baseball program 15, 20 years ago. Then you look on the bottom half. You have number one seed Wake Forest. They're fine, but they're number one ACC, yada, yada. Alabama, cool story after a weird story with the gambling. And it's Alabama. However, I'm rooting for that.
So, see, you're making several points for me in advance. Virginia's won the tournament recently. Mm-hmm. Recent enough to understand why that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Duke, not so much.
Haven't been to Omaha in a while.
Not so much. Indiana State? Like, is Larry Bird playing for Indiana State? The fighting Sycamores of Indiana State? Okay. South Carolina, full expectation. Florida, legitimate contender.
Mm-hmm.
Or Roberts and Oregon. Now, let me say this. If Oral freaking Roberts can make it to this level of play, come on, Huskers.
Just come on.
Oregon. Duke. You can't even imagine Duke's
baseball
facility.
No.
You cannot imagine it. Or Roberts. What are their nicknames?
They're the Golden Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, know that because of Max Asemus.
We got to think about it, right? Mm-hmm. Can you name a player from Oregon who's been really good?
I cannot.
I don't. Now, number 16, Alabama. Again, you're an SEC team, so you've been through the gauntlet. And in full disclosure, one of my former players was the winning pitcher. Was their winning pitcher, Hunter Hoops.
Atta baby. Yeah.
He's been on the station. Nice. He's been on the show a couple of times throughout the course of it. Played for me and Haas and Barry Thompson, so he's one of us, and we dig. Southern Mississippi finds a way, constantly finding a way.
Against Big Bad Tennessee, who got knocked off last year as the number one.
Finding a way. There is a way for teams to get good without having the best talent and somehow finding your way.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge for me, how am I supposed to swallow this? And accept that it's really difficult for Nebraska to make it this far.
If Kentucky can do it, why can't Nebraska?
If Duke. 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 For crying out loud. Mike Krzyzewski is not wearing baseball spikes. There's no excuse for Duke to make it in Nebraska not to. None. Zero. Zor Oral Roberts? Listen, I'm going to throw the break before I have to pay a fine. I was about to say something that wasn't drive time friendly. We'll throw the break. We'll come back. We'll talk more sports here on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.